After 10,000 years of genetic manipulation by selective breeding, humans finally gained direct access to the genetic code, deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA. Since then, we've cut and pasted it, photocopied fragments of it en masse, sped-read it with sequences, printed out the code letter by letter in the lab, modeled it on computers, and measured it with microscopes. For 40 years now, we've called this work genetic engineering. The trouble is that while there's been an extraordinary amount of genetic discovery and manipulation, there's been precious little engineering. Engineers are frustrated by genetics and molecular biology. The experiments are too slow, the complexity too messy and growing more so all the time, and there's a frustrating lack of standardized components. They'd like to do to genetic engineering what engineers have done since the Stone Age: collect, refine and repackage nature so that it's easier to make new and reliable things. Engineers want to treat DNA more like a programming language. Instead of ones and zeros, A, T, G and C. They want to use DNA to write simple, Lego-like functional components, inspired by but not found in nature, and then run them in a cell instead of a computer. The only difference is this software builds its own hardware. They call this re-engineered genetic engineering synthetic biology.